Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and we will read Psalm 103. Psalm 103, a Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he hath removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you all the blessing that we receive from you, the favor, the mercy, the healing, the salvations that we have from you, the deliverance, the strength, the provision, the protection, the solving of the problems, the wisdom. Thank you for your word that you always send us to help us to decide and to do what is right and just. Thank you for the wisdom that you give to discern and to understand things according to your will. We thank you for the bountiful blessings, for the abundance, for the assurance that you are with us. You will neither leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for our names are written in heaven. We thank you for your church, the ministry, everything that you had entrusted to us to do while we are waiting for you to come and take us. We thank you for this day, O God. Let's confess our sins to the Lord, and we have done whatever we have done wrong. Ask him forgiveness. Let us renounce our sins and our wrongdoing that we have done and commit ourselves to the Lord not to do them again. Let us now ask the Lord for our needs. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Let us ask Him our needs. We need healing, provision, wisdom. A problem need to be resolved and solved. A mountain need to be removed. Come to God in faith and in prayer, trusting that whatever we ask according to His will, He hear us. Hear our prayer, O God. Sanctify us, O Lord, through and through by the soul and spirit, and lead us to do the work of yours and your will in the name of Jesus. Teach us more of your ways, O God. Provide the needs, answer the prayers of my brothers and sisters who are here and other places. Heal the sick, provide job for those who are in need, provision, solve problems, open door, new door. O God, you make a way, Lord. Let's pray also for one another. Let's pray also that if we know somebody who are in trouble, let's pray for that brother and that sister, that God will remember him and God will help him in his life and in the struggle that he is passing through. Hear our prayers, O God. As we are praying for our brothers and sisters, we carry each other burden now, Lord, with the prayer. And speak to us if we need to do anything, O God, toward them. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our families now. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, let your will be done in each and every family, that each and every husband will be the head, having Christ in his head to follow your word and to lead the families. According to your will, I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husbands, to do your will, and to support them as they are putting your word into action. I pray for both parents, they will unite to discipline the children and to raise them in the fear of yours in the name of Jesus. I pray for worship every day in each and every family and prayers, and also reading your word and understanding your will daily, O God. I pray for a blessing upon each and every family. I pray that each and every family will shine, that others, O God, may know you through their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. And let's pray now for those places that we came from, our relatives, our neighbors, our friends, from the nations that we came from. Let's pray that they will know Christ, that God will reveal himself to them, and that we will do our part also to impart the gospel to them. Yes, Lord, send your word to them and use us to impart the gospel to them, to our neighbors, to our friends, to our colleagues, to our relatives, those who are away from you. Lord, we pray that you will use each and every one of us to anoint us, O God, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to go on and serve you wholeheartedly and bring, O God, your word to them in the name of Jesus. I pray for souls to be saved. from all these outreaches that you are going to open through our lives to reach those people, oh God, whom we know, but they don't know you. Just to pray also now for our jobs, the places that we are working, just to pray for God to prosper these places, prosper the companies and the project, the businesses that we are involved with, as these businesses and jobs and bosses will be blessed, we too will be blessed also. Oh God, I pray that each and every one of us will shine in his workplace, to be diligent, to bring differences, to bring sanctification and edification, to bring your word to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for your word to be preached, oh God, in these places, oh God. We pray that we will receive favor from our boss and our superiors and those who are over us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that whatever we need will be provided, oh God. All documentations and papers and official things will be provided for us so that we can set in a better way and we can serve you more effectively. I pray also, Lord, faithfulness as you give jobs and you give provision, that everyone will be faithful to bring his tithes, his offering, his first fruit to you, oh God, their vows, oh God, and whatever they had vowed and whatever you had ordained in your word, your people will be faithful in doing that. Protect the jobs, oh God, protect the visas. I pray for the companies who have no income, give them income, oh God, for the sake of our brothers and sisters, that they will receive all their pending salaries and what is due for them, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this country, the place that God had put his church in UAE, and other places that the church had extended through members, through families, through congregations, to Oman, to Kuwait, Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Malawi, and Sierra Leone. Let's pray for all these places where our brethren, the individual members, families, the small congregation are scattered. Let's pray that God will give us favor in the eyes of the governments of all these places, that we will be filled with the Holy Ghost to preach his word to them, to pray for the authorities, to pray for miracles to be done by the Lord Jesus, that he reveal himself to them. Lord, hear our prayers. We pray, O God, touch the heart of the governors of all these places. Reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. They will know you through our lives. Answer our prayers for them. And Lord, let them know that you are the true God and we are your servants. I pray for whatever antichrist, anti-ministry, anti-evangelism in all whatever places that they will raise up people against us. We come against as a church and we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of witchcraft, anti-conversion, anti-evangelism, and we rebuke all in the name of Jesus. We pray for victories, we pray for souls to be saved, pray for more evangelism, we pray for whatever documentation we need. Oh God, official papers, logistic needs will be met by you, O Lord. Lands, places for worship will be provided for us. Places for living will be provided for us. In the name of Jesus, you make a way, O God. You make a way, Lord. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry, O God. We pray for all these places that the church had expanded to protect the congregations from all mishaps, natural calamities, wars, typhoon, volcanoes and earthquakes, to protect the church congregation, the individual members and the families. Protect all our belongings and our possessions that will be used all for your glory. Let's pray now for the church to grow. Pray for yourself that we will be filled with the Holy Ghost, or to be refilled again with the Holy Ghost, to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to serve the Lord with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for more people to be filled and refilled once again with the Holy Ghost, to receive the gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of teaching, gift of evangelism, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, ushering, administrations, showing mercy. We pray for whatever we need as a church, from spiritual gifts, talents, oh God, to suit the needs of your church, your people. You will be the one to bestow on us, on each and every individual, the members, the workers, the elders, the pastors. Oh God, I pray every one of us will bring fruit to evangelize. I pray for more souls to be saved, more souls to repent, and more souls to receive water baptism, oh God, more souls to give their life to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. Even Lord, we pray for today worship. Lord, anoint our worship. Anoint this recording, oh God. Anoint the congregation here and use us, oh God, to impart your word to the rest of the church member, oh God. Anoint the songs, anoint, oh God, the musics. Anoint, oh God, the message, the giving, all the item ourselves of our service, the prayers. Let, Lord, your name be glorified. We magnify, Lord. We adore you. That's all we ask and pray in His name. Let's all stand as we come here to worship the Lord. Let us worship Him now with our songs and our devotions, giving our life fully to Him. Let us welcome the Lord.
Thank you.
us, O God. We worship you not only by our songs, O God, but our lives, as we offer our life to you as a living sacrifice, as we are willing to abide with your word and your will. Use our lives, O God, to serve you and to worship you. In the name of Jesus.
Say by mercy. salvation that we receive from you, the assurance of salvation. And thank you, God, for your presence in our life, O God. Thank you for all the miracles and the wonder that you are doing and still doing and you will continue to do for us. Lord, as we commit our lives to you, O God, uphold us with your grace to continue to serve you, to continue to raise up our families and our children in the fear of yours, O God, that they will be raised up as disciples for you. Fill us once again with the Holy Ghost to go on doing this mission of yours. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hand to the Lord and worship Him. Yes, O God, we continue to serve you, we continue to praise you, we continue to proclaim your word and your will, O God, to the nations, to the people around us. Lord, increase our faith, increase our trust in you, O God. Open our eyes to see you moving and reaching people with us, revealing yourselves in vision and dreams to the non-believers, to the nations around us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. This is our prayer. O God, in Jesus' name. Faith to continue to serve you, Lord. Increase our love to you. Increase our love to the brethren. Increase our love to the word of yours. Increase our love to do your will, O God. Lord, teach us to love you because you had loved us first. Teach us to give you as you had given your life for us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you.
I survive without your love.
us, to revive us, Lord. Continue to touch the areas in our lives that need perfection, that need remodeling and molding by your hands, O God. Even this time, speak to us your word as we are in your presence. Cleanse us with your word. Convict us with the Holy Spirit. Direct us into the mission and the work that we need to do. Speak to us. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's be seated in God's presence. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Thank you for all the jobs, the incomes, the salaries and provision that you give to our brothers and sisters, Lord, as they bring their tithes and offering and first fruit for you, Lord. You bless them, open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing that they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in their life, O God. Don't allow pestilence to come into their blessing. And also, Lord, I pray that you let all nations know that they are blessed by you. And I pray, Lord, bless this amount of money, O God, and multiply it and use it, Lord, for your glory to reach the lost. And I pray for all the needs of the church. You would be the one to provide. I pray for our brethren who have no job and incomes and those who are waiting for their job to start. Provide for them, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are not yet giving their tithes and offering and first fruit. You will be the one to touch them and speak to them and bring them into your obedience that you desire to see. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will continue our series, Lessons from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain. And today we speak about the Pharisees and the scribes of the New Testament church and pertain to the seven candlesticks that are the seven churches that Jesus sent to them, individual letters in the book of Revelation. In Matthew chapter 5, and verse 20, the Lord said to his disciples and to the apostles and to the crowd around me, even to us today, the message is, he said that, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Let's pray. Lord, thank you. We bless you, magnify you, we adore you. Thank you for your word that you send us, always to remind us, to correct us, to teach us, to rebuke us, to discipline us, to open our eyes to the truth, to direct us to do your work and your will. I pray, anoint my lips and put verses and statement to direct the message, the teaching, to speak to each and every one of us accordingly, to our brethren who are here, to our brethren, congregations, families, workers and members in other places, O God. I pray for fruit of repentance, fruit of new souls to come to you, and fruit of workers to raise up and to be amend their ways and coming back fully to you, O God. Pray for healing, deliverance. I pray for wholeness. I pray for hope. I pray that you do miracles and transform people's lives through your word and the work of the Holy Spirit. I pray for a fruit of 30, 60, and 100 according to your will, O God. We thank and praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, he said, if your righteousness, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. The scribes and the Pharisees, they have righteousness. And this message of Jesus to those who have faith in the
righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. He told them, your righteousness should be exceeded those scribes and the Pharisees. And also he said that it will not exceed, you will not enter the kingdom of God. So he's telling them and telling us today, he's telling to all the world also this message. If you will not do righteousness more than what the scribes and the Pharisees do, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So there is no salvation if you will not amend your ways and change, repent, and be more righteous than what you think the scribes and the Pharisees are doing good. You need to be doing more things than they. And in verse 15, the same chapter, Matthew 5, verse 15, he say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light into all that are in the house. The candlestick here, that they will put the candle on it, according to the book of Revelation, as we have read, the candlestick is the church. It's the church. And the church and the members of the church should be more righteous than the righteousness of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, so that they will enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, we have read that in the book of Revelation. We have read that the candlestick are the seven candlesticks are the seven churches that Jesus has sent them letters. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. Book of Revelation 1 and 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou saw it in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Now here we understand that as a church, our righteousness should be exceed that of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. It should exceed the Pharisees and the scribes. Now we have discussed these seven churches. Now today we'll go a quick review to wrap up all the subjects, and we'll find out who are the Pharisees and the scribes from these seven churches that we can conclude in the New Testament church, and how to reflect them into our lives. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, and we will read the first church, is the church of Ephesus. These are the church who had left their first love. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. And to the angel of the church of the Ephesus write, these things which saith, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy works and thy labor, and they patient, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patient, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith and to their churches. To whom that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, this is the first church. But he heard on them that they have left their first love. And the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the scribes in this church, those who are not willing to pray, are not willing to evangelize, they are not willing to do the ministry, they are not willing to love more, because they are discouraged when they were opposed by the liars and the false apostles and with those who caused division and left the church. They were discouraged and they were enticed by those who do such, and they were also enticed by those who left and they are living a worldly life. And he here warned them. You know, he's warning us here, the scribes and the Pharisees here are those who are discouraged and they don't want to do again the work of God because of their painful, bad previous experiences. These are the scribes and the Pharisees. And he warned them, he said, if you will not repent and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, that's in verse 5, and I will remove the candlestick off of his place, except thou repent. He is telling them that he will remove the church altogether if they will not repent. God wanted to repent and join back again the work of God and the ministry. Now, let's move to the next church. The church in Smyrna, verse 8 to verse 11. This is the Smyrna, the persecuted church. Let's read it. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things say the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Now here, who are the scribes and the Pharisees in this church? Those who work hard, those who persevere, those who are persecuted, but they are not willing to be persecuted until the point of death. Here the Lord is telling them, even if they persecute you, that cause your life, I need you to continue in serving the Lord. Have you get the point here? They were, the Pharisees and the Pharisees and the scribes in this church, possibly they could be those who are not willing to give their life up to death when that is needed. In book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 25, the Lord say, For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. The more you want to save your life, you will lose it. But the more you give your life to the Lord, you will find it. The Lord is assuring them that He is with them. And the Lord is with us. When persecution continues and We may need to die. We need to pass through the 10 days of the tribulation that church was passing and threatened by the devil. We need to go through it, knowing that God also will raise us also from the dead once again. Amen. We should not work in to save our life because we're going to lose it. But when we lose our life for Christ, we will find it. Let's go now to the third church, verse 12, the church of Pergamos. This is the church that is soaked with the worldly things, soaked in the world, worldly. Let's read about it. In every church there are good things, there are bad things. Some churches they are all good, some churches they are all bad. But we are learning how not to be like the Pharisees and the scribes, how we should our righteousness exceed those of the Pharisees and scribes so that we can enter the kingdom of God. It means that we may not enter if we will not do exactly what God wants us. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he, which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelling. But I have few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which think I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To whom that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth. Now who are the scribes and the Pharisees in this church? This church of Pergamos, those are who are good in evangelism. They kept their faith, they kept the name of the Lord, they did not deny the Lord. But among them, they were condoning people and keeping people who are followed the doctrine of Balaam. Balaam, who taught how to entice Israel to sin by allowing those who work and those who serve, by allowing men to have girlfriends, and allowing those girls who serve God when they are reaching people to have boyfriends. In this church, the Sadducees and the Pharisees are those, yes, they are persecuted and they are evangelizing, but they are condoning and keeping immoralities, especially fornication among young people. They don't judge it, they don't discipline, and they don't cleanse their church from such things. And also, they allow feast and food offered to idols and demons. They allow birthdays, and they use this to invite people. Boys, they use them to invite girls, and girls, they use them to invite boys. This is Church of Pergamos. Although persecuted, although it is within evangelism, those who use the parties of Christmas, New Year, Halloween, All Saint Days, Mother Day, Father Day, this is the Pharisees and the scribes in the Church of Pergamos. Pergamos is church soaked in the worldly. They do the work of God, but they are worldly, who delight in worldly things beside their service and ministry. The fourth church, the church of Thyatira. Thyatira is a playing church. The word Thyatira is theater, drama. Let's read verse 18 to the end. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things say the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are the like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have few things against thee, because thou sufferest that the woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I have her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery unto her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath ear, let him hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Who are the Sadducees, the scribes, and the Pharisees in this church? This church, they evangelize very good, and they have work of God, but again, they allow immoralities, and they allow fornications. They allow boyfriend and girlfriend among them. They allow living relationship. They allow divorce and remarriage. They allow the feast and food offered to idols. They allow food to be offered to guests to entice them. In this church also, they allow makeup and indecent dress. They allow young people and children to use gadgets and internet. Yes, this church, the Pharisees, they are good in evangelism. They have a lot of work, but they allow all these things. In addition, they allow politics, manipulation. They use the church for living. They use the church politics to use people and abuse people. And this, the scribes and the Pharisees in this church are those who are against the discipline. When God disciplined, when God sent his discipline, they resent the discipline of God, and they cannot accept, they don't like to accept that God is disciplining such things as going on in the church. And those churches who are disciplining such wrong things, they are against them. They will use the church government to be against those true workers who are against such sin. Among them also, among these churches, the Pharisees and scribes are those who worship Mary and give her regard more, Jesus Christ our Lord. The Church of Thyatira, the plain church. Now we'll go to the fifth church, the church in Sardis, Revelation chapter 3. And let's read from verse 1, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis, Right. These things say he that had the seven spirits of God and seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and healed, and hold fast and repent. And therefore thou hast not watched, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. And thou hast a few names, even Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Who are the scribes and who are the Pharisees in this church of Sardis? This is the dead church. They have a reputation of being alive, but they are dead. They have no perfect or complete work. They are lazy, complacent. They are careless. They are indifferent. They are unfaithful. They have received much. They have heard much from the Lord, but they forget what they have received. In addition, they are, why he called them dead church, they don't use the Holy Spirit. They are not willing to be led by the Holy Spirit, as if they are dead, as if they are non-born again church. They use talents instead of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to run the church and to live their life and to do their ministry. And here he reminds them that if you will not repent, I will blot out your name. In the Thyatira church, he told them, if you will not repent, I will cast you and yours into the bed of sickness and into death. Here he told them that I will blot out, I will erase your name, because they are very, very careless, indifferent. And they are not willing to walk with God. Those are the scribes and the Pharisees there. They are not willing to do the will of God. They are living in sin. They are not willing also to discipline those who are doing immoralities and defile themselves with the sin. That is the church in Sardis. In a brief, you will receive the message that is all written. I encourage you to go through it and see what are the things that is wrong in you. You need to correct yourself. Otherwise, as Jesus said, your righteousness will not be more than scribes and Pharisees. You will not enter the kingdom of God. God had mercy on us and God loved us. That's why He sent His word to us to help us to repent. Now we'll go now to the sixth church, the Church of Philadelphia, the victorious church, the church who served the Lord in love. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things say he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come, and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is in New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. This is the victorious church who served the Lord in love, who use the doors that God opened to the church to save. What is the difference between this church and the church of Ephesus? The church of Ephesus have done good work, but when they get persecuted, opposed, they left their first love. But this church, as a persecution, when they come on them, they encourage them to save God more. They encourage them to continue in holiness, to live away from sin. This church had used the open doors. They were led by the Holy Spirit, and they work with the Holy Spirit gifts to go on and preach, and they overcome by declaring the Word of God, declaring the name of Jesus, declaring the message of Christ through the doors that God was opening for them to preach. The opposite of the church of Philadelphia are the scribes and the Pharisees. What the scribes and the Pharisees, I'm speaking about the church of Philadelphia, those who are not willing to get persecuted, who are discouraged when they are persecuted, who are not willing to use the open doors. The church of God overcome, and the church of God continue in holiness, continue in love, continue using the open doors for evangelism that God is opening for us to declare his name and to declare his word. Otherwise, we are the scribes and the Pharisees, that we don't deserve to enter the kingdom of God. The church of Ephesus, they left the mission work because they are discouraged. But the church of Philadelphia, when the persecution came, as if they were encouraged with it, it became for them a blessing. That's what God wants us to be. And that's how our righteousness should how our righteousness will exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. The last church, the church of the Laodiceans, the church of democracy, the church of the people rights, the compromising church. We are taking bath with the Word of God today. It's a good opportunity to see ourselves clearly. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Thou went cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Therefore, thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold dry in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, and that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father on his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The Church of the Levite Sins. Who are the scribes and the Pharisees in this church? The unfaithful and dishonest, because they are compromising. You know, they use compromises, flatteries to please the people. They condone sin. They use lies to justify their compromises in order to please the people. They don't fear God, but they fear the people more than God. And as if they are telling to God with their flatteries and their compromises, we don't need you, but we need the favor of people for us in our lives. These are the dishonest and faithful and unfaithful witness for Christ. You know, they compromise. They accept all doctrines, beliefs, practices of people in order that everyone will be happy with them. And also by this behavior, they had kept the Lord outside their lives. He's knocking the door. Outside their families, outside their ministries, and outside his church. With this today, God clearly shows us what are the examples, the pattern of the scribes and Pharisees in his church, and that's what he hates. And we need to repent. Let's all stand. God is calling you once again to offer your body as a living sacrifice to serve him and to do his will and to do his work. The pattern the scriptures give us very clear. We can see clearly ourselves. We are an open book before whom we are exposed. Remember that this word to us is His mercy. His mercy on us. His mercy on His church. His mercy on His body to repent and to come back to Him. We need to open the door. We need to not test the patience of God that our name will be blotted out. Let us repent and commit once again our life to the Lord. Give your life for Him. Be willing to die, to work, and serve God until death.
Lord, I come. Oh,
us, O God, as we offer our life, every one of us, take it, Lord, and use it mightily. Make us the workers of your vineyard to go on and serve you, continue to do right, to persevere, O God, to do the right things as you ordained the scripture, to do the perfect, complete works of yours, and to be willing to be persecuted, suffer trials and hardship. Lord, we thank you, God. Uphold us with your grace. We know, Lord, that you neither leave us and nor forsake us. Oh God, take your word and spread it to encourage your people, to raise up workers, to raise up servants of yours. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In this name, amen and amen.